All right, so we're ready to get started, folks?
Yep.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the special meeting of Montreal West Town Council being held in virtual mode tonight, November 25th at 6:30, or it's actually 6:42 p.m. Tonight, I'm joined by Councillors Colleen Feeney, Maria Torres, Lauren Small-Pennefather. As well, we're joined by our town clerk, Maître Claude Gilbert, who was acting as the secretary of the meeting. Councillor Elizabeth Yulin was not able to be with us tonight. Because in cette séance du conseil est tenue à huis clos, conformément à l'arrêté ministériel numéro 2020-074 de le 2 octobre 2020 de la ministère de la Santé et des Services sociaux. Alors, si je peux avoir quelqu'un pour proposer l'ouverture de la séance, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, Monsieur le maire, je propose l'ouverture de la séance.
Merci, la conseillère Small-Pennefather. Je peux avoir l'appui, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, je l'appuie.
Merci, la conseillère Torres. Tout en faveur, s'il vous plaît?
Oui.
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 Merci. Numéro 2, l'adoption de l'ordre du jour.
Oui, Monsieur le maire, je propose d'adopter l'ordre du jour de la séance spéciale du 25 novembre 2021, tel que présenté.
Merci, la conseillère Torres. Je peux avoir l'appui, s'il vous plaît?
Je l'appuie, Monsieur le maire.
Merci, la conseillère Small-Pennefather. Tout en faveur, s'il vous plaît?
Oui.
Parfait, merci. Le numéro 3, number 3, Site Planning and Architectural Integration Program. If I could have a little précis, Councillor Feeney, please.
Yes, this was a meeting held last evening of the by the SPAIP, and there was only two projects on it. So the results, council has accepted the minutes. So I move first to acknowledge receipt of the minutes of a meeting held by the Planning Advisory Committee, PAC, on November 24th, 2021. Second, to approve as presented under the SPAIP, the following plans submitted to this meeting in accordance with the recommendations of the PAC as outlined in the minutes. 349 Ballantyne North, replacement of the windows, the patio door, and the back door. 265 Sheraton, replacement of four windows and of a regular door. And third, to defer the examination of the following plans to a next meeting of this council in accordance with the recommendation of the PAC as outlined in the minutes. 349 Ballantyne North, replacement of the front door.
Thank you very much, Councillor Feeney. Can I have a seconder, please?
I'll second it.
Thank you very much, Councillor Torres. All in favor, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Numéro 4, paiement d'une compensation pour une place de stationnement pour le 119-121 Westminster Nord.
Merci, Monsieur le maire. Je propose que soit acceptée la demande de propriétaire de l'immeuble cité en titre afin de pouvoir compenser pour une place de stationnement manquante dans le cadre d'un projet de conversion de duplex et triplex en considération de paiement reçu d'un montant total de 5 000 conformément à l'article 5.1.5 du règlement de zonage 2020-002.
Merci, la conseillère Small-Pennefather. Je peux avoir l'appui, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, je l'appuie.
Merci, la conseillère Torres. Tout en faveur, s'il vous plaît?
Oui,
oui,
oui.
Just to go over that for our, the rest of our residents, when somebody is has to have a certain number of off-street parking spaces, and if that's not an option, then we ask them to compensate. It's in our bylaws to compensate us for the off-street parking. And in this particular case, there was a duplex that's becoming a triplex, and they don't have that third spot. So that's what the compensation is about. All right. Next one, number 5, replacement of council members on the Planning Advisory Committee, PAC. Councillor Feeney?
Okay, yes. Whereas Councillor Feeney and Councillor Elizabeth Yulin were appointed on the PAC by virtue of resolution number 2018-1217-014, brackets 2, whereas councillor portfolios have been redistributed by virtue of resolution 2011-11-15-020, I move that councillor Maria Torres be appointed regular member of the PAC, and two, that councillor Lawrence Small-Pennefather be appointed alternate member of the PAC.
Thank you very much, Councillor Feeney. Can I have a seconder, please?
I second it.
Thank you very much, Councillor Torres. All in favor, please?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Number six, subsidy application for the gas excise tax. And this is just a modification. Every 2, 3, or 4 years, the government gives us a program where we can, where they give us the gas excise tax, la taxe d'essence, the gasoline tax, and contribution for Quebec. So we've already passed this resolution, but they've asked us to make some modifications to it. So if I could have somebody move the resolution, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Want to make sure that I'm on mute? Yes. Whereas the town has taken cognizance of the guide concerning the payment terms of the government's contribution within the scope of the program regarding gasoline tax and the contribution of Quebec Tech for the years 2019 to 2023. Whereas the town must follow the applicable terms of this guide in order to receive a contribution in the amount of $2,414,686 as confirmed by the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing for the upgrading of sewer and aqueduct equipment, priority one, and the carrying out of sewer and aqueduct lines renewal work, priority three. Therefore, I move that the Town of Montreal West undertake to comply with the applicable content of this guide, of the guide mentioned in the preamble. Secondly, that the town accept and agree to be fully and solely liable and to exonerate the Canadian and Quebec governments, as well as their ministers, officers, employees, and agents in the event of any claims, requests, losses, damages, and costs of whatever nature arising from bodily injuries to third parties, including death, and material losses of damages to property that might be attributed to a deliberate or negligent behavior directly or indirectly linked to capital expenditures realized with the proceeds from the funding received under the TEC 2019-2023 program. Third, that the town approve and authorize the sending of the partial work planning enclosed with this resolution, file number 1166047, version number 3, and all of the required documentation to the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing in order to receive the contribution of which it is notified, as mentioned in the preamble. Fourth, that the town undertake to reach the minimum level of investment in terms of municipal infrastructure, that is to spend at least $50 per person per year during each one of the 5 years of the program, meaning a total of $250 per person. Fifth, that the town also undertakes to inform the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing of any modification that might be brought to the set work planning approved by the present resolution. And last, that the town certify that the attached work planning as approved by the present resolution, version number 3, includes true completed expenses and reflects cost estimates for eligible works.
Thank you very much, Councillor Torres. Can I have a seconder, please?
Mr. Mayor. I second that.
Thank you very much, Councillor Feeney. And all in favor, please?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Je déclare aussi que la conseillère Elizabeth Yulin et la conseillère Maria Torres ont déposé leur déclaration d'intérêt de pécuniaire. Et comme c'est en huis clos, nous n'avons pas une période de questions du public. Alors, si je peux avoir quelqu'un pour proposer la levée de la séance, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, Monsieur le maire, je propose de lever la séance.
Merci, la conseillère Fini. Je peux avoir l'appui, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, je le seconde, Monsieur le maire.
Merci, la conseillère Small-Penny. Father, tout en faveur, s'il vous plaît.
Oui,
oui, oui.
Et merci. Alors, la séance est complète. La séance est terminée. Nous avons arrivé à la fin de notre agenda. Alors, je vous remercie d'être avec nous ce soir. Thank you, everybody, for being with us tonight. We're at the end of our agenda. And have a safe evening. We're back again in December. Thank you very much.